Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is hit by the pitch. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Evans moves to third. Herndon moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jeff Jones now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. Herndon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bergman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Heath reaches second base with a double. Bochte moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bochte scores. Heath moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Dave Kingman. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bochte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Herndon is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bergman. The throw from Heath and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burrows moves to second. Bill Almone pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bochy strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bergman moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Tim Conroy now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bochte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.